So blessed are those who believe and who have not seen. We are extremely familiar with that line from Jesus, referring to Thomas and how he rejoices because he puts his, you know, his hand into his side and he feels the nail marks. And so he sees and he rejoices. But Christ uses this as a teaching moment. You're not blessed. You're blessed if you believe and you have not seen. And he's talking about the actual true approach to faith. It doesn't come to us through the senses. That if we try to relate to God, the way that we verify God is through our senses, we'll never find God. And so we come to God, we encounter God through faith. And that means that there's going to be a leap for us because it's not a matter of scientifically demonstrating the presence of God. Not that science can't support and direct us to God. It's not opposed to God by any means, right? Obviously, God created, we believe in God, and if God created everything, he created science. But that's not how we relate to God. Our relationship with God is established by faith, the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Now, in order to move in that direction towards faith, it means we're going to have to. There's going to have to be a leap. And then it means that we're going to have to experience a kind of darkness. Blessed are those who believe and who have not seen. That means that you don't see, you're in darkness, right? That means that there's a taste of misery in that, of not being able to see, that we're not able to encounter with our eyes. Today, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, right? And which is, this is about, I think, the 16th year of this special solemnity that's celebrated on the Sunday after Easter, established by St. John Paul II. And this celebration of God's mercy, Christ's mercy, is intrinsically, essentially connected to our experience of misery, our experience of want, our experience of need. And so, to the degree that we understand our misery, to that degree we can encounter the mercy of God. And to encounter the mercy of God is to encounter God himself. So much to say that if we don't encounter the mercy of God, we don't encounter God. Meaning that if we don't recognize our misery, which is the place we encounter God's mercy, we're not going to encounter God. Repeat that. Okay. I can't even repeat that. So what I'm saying is this relationship between our own misery, God's mercy, who God is. I think this is a great point to bring up. Last Saturday, Holy Saturday, at the vigil in Rome, Pope Francis preached on the need to evangelize our problems. I mean, I love to use the word evangelize in new contexts. But I never thought about that before. Evangelize your problems. That means to encounter Christ anew in the midst of our problems, in the midst of our misery. That we can encounter the risen Christ, that he breaks through the locked doors of our misery. As he broke through the locked doors of the upper room in the gospel. And so when it comes to encountering Christ, evangelizing our problems, meaning our misery. Well, what are our miseries? What are our miseries? That's when I kind of went to the D word. How many D words can connect us with the place of our misery? There's many of them. So when we experience discouragement, that's a place of misery for us. When we experience depression, which is so pervasive in our day and age, we experience our misery. That's a place of misery. And so that's a place that can be evangelized. It's a place where we can encounter God's mercy. Our darkness. You know, how many people struggle with faith in it's very much a scientific age. You know, if our whole mode of operating is through scientific method and discovery, and it has to be verifiable through the senses, it makes it difficult to embrace faith, right? And so there's darkness involved. That's a misery. The discord that we experience within ourselves, within our families, within our society, within our world. The despair that many people are finding themselves in because there's a lack of meaning of life, a lack of identity of who they are. The divorce, the turmoil and the trauma that is often surrounding divorce and broken families, all of these areas, these D words, are places where we experience our misery, right? And so to evangelize our misery is to encounter the mercy of God. What might be a concrete way, a practical way, in which we can evangelize these different miseries, these different D words that we all experience? And we all of us experience them to one degree or another. And then the last D word of death, that's the last misery, right? So we can pretend that we're not going to encounter them, or we can deal with it and recognize that just as Christ went through a paschal mystery, which is his death and resurrection, Christ's Passover, this paschal candle represents, so we too have to go through our own personal paschal mystery, our own passion. We have to enter into the passion of our misery so as to rise again with Christ. So how can we enter into the passion and death of Jesus, our own passion? Because that's what we all participate in. One little practical way, Divine Mercy Sunday, if you're familiar with the writings of St. Faustina, and then I think the 1920s, and her diary, that Christ commissioned her to compose an image, paint an image. And so this is obviously a copy of the image, a much smaller copy. And he said underneath, Christ told her, put the title, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Here's a little practical way to enter in and to evangelize one's misery. Etch that line into your heart. Jesus, I trust in you. Because each and every day, you're going to encounter one of those D words, those miseries. And what if immediately your first response is not to become drowned in that misery, but to turn and evangelize that problem by saying, Jesus, I trust in you. Just in your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. It's a game changer because it introduces the light of faith into our darkness and brings about the resurrected Christ. And so that's why going to church and celebrating Easter is not just a nice thing. It's a transformational thing. It's a necessary thing because it affects every part of our life. We are called to enter into Christ's death through our misery and rise with him to new life. Jesus, I trust in you.